Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And so much to talk about in the sports world, Mike Wilson, whether it would be about my Milwaukee Brewers, who have won 14 straight baseball games. It's got to be newsworthy. It just has to be at this point in time. It's absolutely incredible. Some of the ways that they're winning these games, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't seem probable, but at the end of the day, bada boom, bada bing, the Milwaukee Brewers have won 14 straight baseball games. It's miraculous. It's incredible. NFL football, another week there goes by, and yep, I got to say it once again, the Green Bay Packers. They find a way to win late in that ball game, figure out how to get a tutty, and pretty impressive. Mike Wilson, you with me, brother? You with me? How you doing this morning, man?
Hey, look, bada boom, bada bing. Big things could be happening in the state of Wisconsin in the next few months. So, let's get to it.
All righty, man. We got to keep this thing rocking and rolling. We'll continue talking about the sports world on the other side. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline ticket, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means you get a little Mike Wilson, you get a little Andy Dorf, and by the way, you could be part of the program, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike Wilson. Look, we got to kind of discuss the elephant in the room at the moment in time. And we got to go a little Major League Baseball. And we're going to do it today without John Poulter. We'll do it in honor of John Poulter today since he can't be with us. But you and I are going to go around the diamond a little bit, my friend. As you look at the American League East right now, the Toronto Blue Jays are playing pretty darn good baseball, just like my Milwaukee Brewers. They've got a 5-game lead on one of your teams that you like to follow, which is the Boston Red Sox, a 6.5 yep. game lead on the Yankees. And then after that, I don't think there's much to really discuss. And truth be told, I think that the Yankees and Red Sox are both probably playing for a wild card more so at this point. We're 124 games in, so that quick math, we've got less than 40 games left here on the season. So to think that they're going to get by Toronto at this point, I think is a little wild and a little crazy. But again, anything is possible. Right. But I do think they're playing for a wild card. You look at the Central and the Tigers, they've been kind of, you know, ahead of the game all year long when you think about this division. And, you know, we got a little dicey for a while. But again, they've won four straight now, and they've got that 8.5-game lead over the Guardians and 10 over Kansas City. So, again, I don't think there's a lot going on there as far as Detroit having to worry about them coming into this division and making this close down the stretch. But, again, crazier things have happened. Don't get me wrong. The West, you've got Houston. They're a game-and-a-half lead over another one of your teams, Mike. Holy cow. This is wild. There's a lot of teams that you like here. But anyway, that's beside the point. Seattle Mariners, a game-and-a-half back there. The Rangers are 8.5 back, so I'd have to say that they're probably out of the mix too. But Seattle in the thick of things, man. So that'll be fun to watch down the stretch to see if Houston can hang on or if Seattle can somehow get that division. But as they are right now, they're obviously in the wild card. So looks good for Houston and Seattle when you think about things in the American League. All right, let's jump to the National League, where the Phillies have a 5-game lead over the Mets, who are reeling at this point in time, man. It's been pretty bad. They're winning a couple here and there, but it's bad. The Mets are reeling pretty bad. Miami continues to hang on, which is insane to me. But yeah. Again, they're out of it, but they're hanging in there to a certain degree as well. The Brew Crew, as we know, the best team in all of baseball, a 5-game lead as far as win totals over everybody else at a bare minimum, and that's really the American League, because there's two teams in the American League with 73 wins, that one being Toronto and two being the Detroit Tigers. So the Brewers are really in control of things, and they're on a 14-game win streak. It's unbelievable how they're winning these games, and this is also unbelievable too, is their lead now in the division is up to 9 games on the Cubs. So, like, again, the Brew Crew, they should not be looking in the rearview mirror right now, because it's full steam ahead for them. Yeah, it's full steam ahead right now, because they have really, really gotten a hold of this division. And now, to me, it's about continuing to play really solid baseball down the stretch and don't let things slip away, because you're playing so darn well. You're almost 40 games over 500. It's crazy. All right, and then you got the Cubs, like I said, 9 games behind, and nobody else really matters. However, Cincinnati is in the wild card race, so we do have to watch that. The team that we're thinking the Brewers should be like is the Dodgers, and the Dodgers really aren't that great this year. They're struggling. They got that game lead over the Padres, who the other day were in the lead. So this thing is anybody's ball game at the end of the day, if you ask me, Mike. I think this is obviously a two-headed race. The Diamondbacks has faltered pretty badly, losing there in Colorado. That's not so good. So, yeah, man, there's some things happening in baseball, and it's almost too bad we don't have John Poulter, because a lot of it's about Toronto and Milwaukee right now, my friend. So, crazy stuff. Have you been watching how they've been winning, by the way, or is it just kind of going right past you and you're not seeing how the Brew Crew is winning some of these games?
No, I've been watching to see how they're doing this, and I catch the highlights here, there, whatever. But look, the bottom line is this: Milwaukee's playing the way you want to play heading down the stretch. And I know you and I talked the other day that maybe one of your concerns is that they're peaking a little too early, that, there's that kind of fine line with stuff. But, look, Milwaukee to me, I mean, it's obvious to you, to anybody that has half a brain cell working, Milwaukee is the best team in Major League Baseball right now, and has been for however long this 14 game winning streak has been occurring. So it's certainly impressive. It is there. The Brew Crew is putting everybody on notice that look, the playoffs, at least in the National League, it's gonna go through Milwaukee, and it doesn't matter what it's going to happen. I just think Milwaukee's going to come out of the National League. Like, they're just, minus some huge kind of injury, that kind of thing. I just don't see them getting beat by anybody. And I mean, they've been putting the work to the Dodgers and their series with them, you know, the Cubs. I mean, it's just, it doesn't matter who's in front of the Brew Crew right now, Andy. Your team is just that team that is, that's just the best team. And I know that you feel proud of your team and everybody else that's a Brewer fan that feels proud of this team. But right now, if I had to call who's coming out of the National League, it's the Brew Crew by a mile.
Look, here's the deal, man. I'm watching it a lot closer than you are, obviously. I'm checking out the games. I've been able to watch a few of them on Apple TV for whatever reason. They're choosing to put the Brewers on TV, which is fantastic for me because then I get to check them out. So let me just kind of go through some of these things that have happened, okay? In the Mets series, okay, they were... And then I'm taking you back a little bit because this streak has been going on for so long. They haven't lost in August, okay? And I've not lost a ball game in August. Kind of let that marinate because we're 17 days into the month of August, and they have yet to lose in August. So it's pretty impressive. It's ridiculous. But let me take you back, okay? So in the Mets series, they're trailing in this game really badly. The last game of the series, I think they're down 6-0. They somehow figure out a way to battle back. And I think that's what I've been so impressed with, Mike, is it's the effort. They just don't quit. They do not quit.
Right.
They play every single out. So I'm gonna go to break, but when I come back, I kind of want to finish our discussion on Major League Baseball with a couple of statements about some of what I've seen from the Brew Crew. And then you and I will get into NFL football and college football and everything else good. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorpon Sports Weekend Edition. Means a little Mike Wilson, a little Andy Dorf. And by the way, you could be part of our program at 1-800-878-7529. Get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorpon Sports. Facebook, Dorpon Sports. IG, it's the real Dorpon Sports there. All right, Mike. So I kind of want to just wrap this up with by saying a couple of things about the streak and how the Brew Crew have done this, okay? So I was trying to take you back a couple weeks ago or a week ago, whatever it is. Actually, I think it is a week ago when they were playing the New York Mets and they swept them. They swept the – it's been crazy, man. They swept the Nationals, the Braves, the Mets. You know, now they're sweeping the Cincinnati Reds. It's unbelievable. But the way that they're doing it is what's crazy to me. Is it's a different bat. It's a different defensive play. It's the effort that you see from this team that's incredible. And I'm going to explain it to you. So the Mets game, they're down 6-0. They scratch, they claw, they battle, they get it to 6-6. Bottom of the ninth comes. They get a one-run shot. They win that one 7-6. The momentum just continues to grow and continue. They play Cincinnati over the weekend. Friday night, they go down 8-1. Before you know it, and this is something that just doesn't happen in baseball, Mike. This is absolutely insane when I'm going to tell you what happens. Okay, so if I were to tell you that they were down 8-1 in the first four outs of the Cincinnati Reds hitting, okay? So in the first four outs, they gave up 8 runs, okay? Now this is where it gets crazy and insane, and this is where nobody does this, okay? I'm telling you, nobody does this. So they're down 8-1. At the end of two innings, okay? Well, they go on to have 23 straight outs. 23 straight outs after giving up 8 runs on 4 outs. There's 27 total outs in a game. Nine innings, 3 outs. So from that point on, they shut that team out. And then they did what they do, which is they manufacture and they create runs with effort and not quitting and having that never say never attitude. It is absolutely incredible, my friend. So it the way that they're winning these games to me is what is so impressive, and it's so amazing. And you just have to sit there and you have to admire the kind of effort that they're putting out there each and every single game. And you know as well as I do, my friend, we've seen it so many times before. When a team goes down by a lot of runs, or a team goes down by a lot of points in a different type of game, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, whatever it is, we have seen teams decide, hey, we'll pack it in and we'll give it everything the next time we go out there. They just never say die, my friend, and they never quit. It is something to watch. It is something to admire, and is something to absolutely 1,000% appreciate when we're watching professional athletes today. They are giving maximum effort every single day. And here's the other thing, Mike. There's guys that are in and out of that lineup that are significant, and it just doesn't matter. They're getting the W's day after day, night after night. It is absolutely incredible what I'm watching from the Milwaukee Brewers this season, my friend.
Let me ask you this question real quick. We're getting into late August now. We're in mid-August, barreling down towards late August, September. What's something that concerns you about the team heading down the stretch?
Well, again, the only thing that concerns me, honestly, are a couple of things. In a weird way, I almost don't want days off, okay? Like, when you're playing this well, right. I think you just want to keep playing. You don't want the days off. But with that being said, it will be nice to go into the postseason and not have to exhaust arms in the wild card, because truth be told, you know, these couple few games, at least these couple that I've watched recently, they have been extremely taxing, and they've had to go to the bullpen, and they've had to go to using a lot of arms. So quite frankly, I think in this case that if they wind up getting a little rest at the end of the year and being able to set up their rotation the way that you want to be able to set it up, I actually think it could bode extremely well for them with a really good playoff push, because most of the time they're coming in and they got to play that wild card and they got to exhaust the arms a little bit, and then you got to get your rotation in shape, and it's almost impossible unless you're rolling into the wild card game with all kinds of momentum. But I guess the two things that concern me are if they get some time off and you get a little rusty, but I also can see where that would be beneficial with the way that they're winning these games. And then the other thing is I really almost don't want them to get a day off, because it seems like they're in such a groove that you just don't want to change anything that's happening right now, at least in my opinion. So it looks to me like they're really in control of their own destiny. And I think that as any player of a game, that's all that you can ask for, is that you have the opportunity to control your own destiny. And the Brewers have earned that, Mike.
Is there a team out there in the National League, or possibly, knock on wood, that your Brew crew would see in the World Series that would concern you, that you're like, okay, this would be a tough matchup for us, or for, you know, is there a team out there that you would want to hold off on seeing as long as possible?
Look, I think in the National League, truth be told, that the team that I'm looking out for to a certain degree is the Philadelphia Phillies, who I think are very capable of putting it together. I think the Mets are pretty much done, so they don't really concern me. I was concerned about the Cubs maybe a week or two ago, but as things are keep going on, I'm getting less and less concerned about the Cubs. So that leads us to the National League West. And truth be told, The Dodgers we're still waiting for them to a certain degree. We're sitting there saying, well, they're going to get a little bit more healthy, and guys are coming back, and they're going to start playing a little bit better. They've won a couple of straight now, but in their last 10, that they're 5-5, so it's not all that impressive. The Padres are coming on a little bit. They've been playing better. Yeah, they've lost two in a row now, but they are 7-3 in their last 10. They have flirted with first place in the West. I think the team to look out for is a team that gets hot here toward the end of the year and that surges into the wild card. So I'm looking at maybe the Padres, because they got some really good pitching, and they obviously got some hitting, and they can be a challenge to a certain degree. So I guess that would be my concerns in the National League. And again, you know, things can go bad too, Mike. So I just hope the Brew Crew can keep it rolling. I mean, again, you just got to keep it rolling. In the American League, you know, I think Toronto is pretty good. I'll be honest with you. You know, they seem to have a pretty good thing going for them at home. They're 22 games over 500 at home. They're not as good as the Brewers are on the road, which their road record is ridiculous. The Brew Crew are a whopping 12 games over 500 on the road, and they also have that 22-game spread at home. The Brew Crew are also 42-20. I mean, those are the two best teams in baseball when you're talking about that home field advantage. They really have it. The Brewers are so much better than everybody else on the road. The next closest to them would be the Tigers, I believe, who are like 8 games over 500 on the road, but they're not as good at home. They're 15 games over 500 at home. So yeah, I think the Toronto Blue Jays are a quality ball club that you do have to look out for. And I'm going to wonder and see if they get a little bit better on the road toward the end of the season here, you know, that would be something to kind of look out for. But I think that the ability to win at home and on the road, it definitely favors the Milwaukee Brewers more so than any other team in the league right now, Mike. And I just got to go on record, and I got to tell you, it's extremely impressive when you look at some of the guys that are on the roster for the Milwaukee Brewers and what they're doing, how they're hitting. It is really, really crazy. I mean, guys like Vaughn, when he was with the White Sox, man, he wasn't hitting water when he fell out of the boat, but all of a sudden he got to the Milwaukee Brewers and he's hitting everything out of there. You know, Sal Frelick, the kid's a great player. He gets on base a lot. You got obviously Yelich, who's returning to what we're used to seeing out of this kid. So the Brew Crew's got it rolling, man. And obviously you can tell I'm a bit excited about what I'm seeing from my Milwaukee Brewers. All right, man, let's take a pause for the cause. We'll come back, and I think we got to change gears. We'll slip into something else. So keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
All righty. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. A little Mike Wilson, a little Andy Dorf, and maybe a little bit of you at 1-800-878-7529. Get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, Mike Wilson, you said you got a question for me, brother. So throw it at me, man. Throw it at me.
No, it's not even a question. My thought is we forgot to talk about Pat Murphy and just the job that he's done. Milwaukee and doing this, and I just want to get your feelings on Pat Murphy, and then we can move on to college football or the NBA, whatever you want to do.
Look, man, it's been a seamless transition when you think about it, and quite frankly, in a lot of ways, I think it's been better than what Craig Council was doing for the Milwaukee Brewers, and that's not any disrespect or taking anything away from him either, because we all know how great of a job he did with the Brew Crew. So look, man, I give him all kinds of credit. But truth be told, we haven't missed a beat. We're skipping along just like nobody's business. And I don't have anything but great things to say about Pat Murphy and the job that he's done with the Brew Crew, because it's been a seamless transition. And in a lot of ways, I think he's figured out buttons to push a little bit different than Craig did, and I truly think that he's definitely on to something and done a fantastic job. So yeah, no problems with Pat Murphy and the job he's done there with the Milwaukee Brewers. Let's switch gears a little bit. Let's shift gears, and I guess I want to talk a little college football first, because hour number two, I don't know if I had told you, but we are going to be talking to J.J. Lippe, offensive lineman from the Green Bay Packers. They did get a W yesterday against the Indianapolis Colts in Indianapolis, and I don't know if you watched any of that game. I was unable to watch it live, but I was able to get a little bit of the game notes and things like that. The Green Bay Packers did not have an offensive throwing touchdown, but they did have three touchdowns on the ground. So I'm going to assume that means that JJ and the boys up front were creating some pretty good holes and able to kind of control the line of scrimmage. So I'm going to be interested to kind of get his take on that. But, I think it's pretty impressive. Oh, actually, wild. Actually, I'm talking about JJ, and it's almost like he's hearing me talk to him. He's not gonna be able to do it with us today, man. He just got called into an offensive line meeting, so he's not gonna be able to do the show. So we're just gonna be able to talk about it. But truth be told, man, it was a very impressive. It was an impressive outing from the offensive line, obviously, because they were creating some holes and pushing that defensive line back, because when you're not able to throw for a touchdown and you can run for three, I think the boys up front are doing something right, Mike.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The boys up front are doing their job. And that's all an offensive line coach, a head coach wants to see is guys doing their job. And, you know, I know it sounds Belichickian just to say that, but that's something that if you've ever coached any level of football, you're going to say, just do your job. And everything else kind of takes care of itself. So it was a nice win for the Packers on Saturday night. So we'll see how that kind of translates moving forward. And I just hope JJ, you know, he makes that final cut so he can really kind of take in and just be that best player, that great player that I know and you know that he wants to be. But look, with your Packers, I expect them to win that division. Like, I'm calling it right now. Like, I think Green Bay is going to win that division. I think there's question marks with Minnesota and their quarterback. I think there's question marks in Detroit. You lose two of the top coordinators to head coaching jobs, and there's some transition there. The Bears, who knows with Caleb what's going to happen? There's questions starting to surface with him. Is he going to be able to handle the new regime and being coached and coached hard, which he needs? So at the end of the day, I think not only are your Brewers, you know, the best team in Major League Baseball, I think the Packers are obviously one of the top teams in the NFC, and I think they're going to be the top team in the NFC North.
Yeah, JJ just shot me another text because I was kind of just shooting him back a message telling him, hey, it totally understandable, right? When you're a professional athlete, we have the ability to get inside of his world a little bit. Things like this are going to happen, man. You're going to have these offensive line meetings, and you're going to have things that come up in your schedule. And, you know, I just quickly said, you know, it looked like the old line was creating some holes for the backs to go through. And he said, yeah, but we had 8 penalties in the first half as a unit. Not good. So it seems to me like you know, he's very on top of what's going on, and he's very aware, and seems to me like he definitely has his head to the ground, and he's out there giving it his all. And as a unit, they had 8 penalties in the first half, and seems like whatever they did at that halftime, they were able to clean it up and go out there and play a much better second half, because that's where they did most of their damage when you look at the box scores anyway.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, I was about to transition to what I saw with the Browns yesterday and that whole situation. But look, like I said, your Packers should win that division. There's question marks with everybody else. Not saying that there's not question marks with the Pack, but their question marks are to a lesser degree as to what everybody else in that division has.
Yeah, I it's a little early to say like, hey, we're the best in the division when there is a lot of hype about the Minnesota Vikings with JJ McCarthy coming. That was, you know, look, Sam Darnold did a great job for them last year, but they had plans for JJ to be the guy. Then he gets injured. You know, he's come back, and I think, you know, it'll be interesting to see how well he does early in the season, because they've got a guy, one of their wide receivers, Addison, I believe, is going to be out for a little while for some kind of a suspension for maybe the first month or something like that. So not having one of his, you know, top targets, that will be interesting to see how his development goes with that. But I think JJ McCarthy is going to wind up being a decent NFL quarterback. I mean, at the end of the day, we never really thought he was going to be great at Michigan, and you know, he winds up getting himself a national championship. You know, so like the guy's got heart. He's got charisma. He's got character. We know he's going to go out there and battle. All right, like that. That's beside the point. The Detroit Lions are They still are the team to beat, in my humble opinion. I know that they've lost their OC, the DC, and this and that and the other, and I get it. But to me, they're still the team to beat in the division. And, you know, Caleb and the Bears, I think they're going to be improved. I do. I think they're going to be an improved ball club. So, and yeah, I like the Green Bay Packers. You know, I like the makeup. We got Jordan Love, who obviously can be in that top tier of quarterbacks, but the consistency factor, Mike, like that's what we got to see from him. Right. And you know, these wide receivers are young. The Green Bay Packers are still the youngest team in all of baseball. I'm sorry, in all of baseball. Got me thinking about the Brewers. In all of the NFL, that they still are the youngest team. So like that they're still going to have their growing pains and they're going to have their issues, but do I think they're competitive and do I think they have an opportunity to be a very good football team? Abso-frickin-lutely, my friend. I do think they can be a very good football team, but I think it's important for them to get out to a good start. You know, like if you think about last year, they didn't get out to a good start. Jordan Love gets hurt right away, and that kind of set a tone, and they kind of had to play catch up for the rest of the year. So you got to get out of the gates good. You got to get out of the gates on fire. And to a certain degree, you got to be ready to go. You got to be ready to play. And I think that, you know, for the most part, they're going about preseason a little bit different, where guys, the regular guys, are playing to a certain degree a little bit more. And I think that needs to continue if you want to get out of the gates and you want to be playing the way that you feel like you should be almost from the get-go. So I think they're in the running, my friend. I don't know if they're the best team in the division or not. Time will tell that for us. But I think we got ourselves a pretty good division with a bunch of quarterbacks that could be really, really good in this league. So it's an interesting division, to say the least, because I think it's a lot of teams that are up and coming, if you ask me, Mike. I think they're up and coming, right. And I don't know if they've yet to arrive quite yet, but they're definitely up and coming.
Let me ask you about this, and I know we're kind of getting close to the break and everything. Talking about the NFC North being interesting, the NFC West, I think, could be really interesting because I think the Cardinals, the Arizona Cardinals, are going to be better than a lot of people think. You got the Rams, you got the Niners, who lost some guys, but they also brought back their defensive coordinator in Saleh. What do you see happening with the NFC West? What do you think?
You know, again, it's another division where it's somewhat intriguing. It's somewhat interesting because of some of the things that you just said. You know, with the Rams, it's all about Stafford. Like, let's keep it real. You know, when he's able to play and perform, we know how good Matty can be. Matty's a Super Bowl champ, you know. So, like, we're not going to take anything away from him and his ability to go out there and perform unless he can't perform. So that to me, that's something to watch all season long, to see how his back develops and the storyline with that. We'll have to see how that is. I think the team probably with the most question marks, it's got to be the Seattle Seahawks, my friend. You know, they have a new quarterback there. You know, we've been talking a lot about the Minnesota Vikings, right? Well, guess who's QB1 now for Seattle? It's Sam Darnold, man. And you know, looking at that, I think it's intriguing. You know, you got Sammy D now playing for the Seattle Seahawks, and that division, it could be a little bit closer. I agree, man. I don't think there's anybody that's like grabbing this thing. So I think it's up for grabs, if you ask me. We got to take a break. I hear that music. We'll wrap up hour one on the other side. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother, we've been through an hour just about, you and I, and it's been a lot about the Brew Crew, rightfully so. 14-game win streak, bro. We got to give them love, you know. If you're going to give a team love, you might as well give them love when they're on a 14-game win streak. And we'll see if they can get the sweep today in Cincinnati. I think the game starts about 10:40 or so our time here in the Valley of the Sun. And we'll see if they can continue this unbelievable streak. It's been something to watch, Mike. That's for sure, my friend.
Oh, it is something to watch for sure, like you said. And, you know, look, you got to give credit where credit is due. It's Pat Murphy, like you said, pushing the right buttons on certain guys and guys just going out and doing what they love to do and doing their job. Whether that's being a bullpen pitcher, starting pitcher, middle relief, hitting, you know, all that kind of stuff. The Brew Crew just have it rolling. And, you know, if you are a Brewers fan like you are, you gotta feel really good about your team's chances as we get into the home stretch of the Major League Baseball season.
Yeah, we got that playoff push. It's coming sooner than later, and it's just been a lot of negativity, man, throughout the years when you're talking about the Brewers in the postseason. Lots of struggles, lots of heartbreak, lots of going down in that wild card, man. I think this year is a little different in the sense of we're going to be playing, but we're not going to be playing in that wild card most likely. So that's got to bode well. We got to take a break. Hour one in the books. Hour two on the horizon. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Sports Shorts, I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Some NFL preseason action as the Seahawks take on the Kansas City Chiefs at home, and the Falcons will face off against the Tennessee Titans today. On the Major League Baseball scoreboard, a few games as the Orioles with an at-home W over the Mariners 5-3. Blue Jays also at-home W against the Cubs 2-1. Guardians win over the Marlins 9-4. Nationals with a big W by one over the Phillies 3-2. The Braves get the job done on the road over the Mets, winning 4-3. Tigers mirror that score against the Twins. Tigers out on top, winning 4-3. And the Diamondbacks get an on the road W against the Rockies, finishing business 8-2. Still some time until we get to Christmas Day. However, the NBA and the NFL have officially released their schedules. Lots of sports action going on Christmas Day. Cleveland Cavaliers will take on the New York Knicks. The Spurs face off against Oklahoma City Thunder. The Mavericks will play Golden State Warriors. The Houston Rockets will face off against the Los Angeles Lakers. And the Timberwolves will play the Denver Nuggets. On the NFL slate, the Dallas Cowboys will face off against the Washington Commanders. The Detroit Lions will play the Minnesota Vikings. And the Broncos face off against the Kansas City Chiefs. Make sure you go on Instagram and follow at Behind the Sports Show for all your sports content needs. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2, I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Paramount Plus, as we reported at the end of last week, was looking at combining content with NBC's Peacock, but instead, parent Paramount Global, once known as Viacom CBS, struck a shocking deal with the UFC that came together over this past weekend. 7 years at $7.7 billion to start in 2026. All UFC content will be on Paramount Plus, with select marquee fights also on CBS. I'm trying to picture it now. Jim Nantz at the Masters, with a fake cardinal chirping in the background, reading the promo for the UFC on CBS Saturday night. The video showing two fighters in the foreground, with Scottie Scheffler reading the seventh green in the background. Dana White, the UFC's CEO, says that pay-per-view, the model the subsidiary employed with ESPN to make bundles of money, is not dead yet. But this corner can tell you the subscriber numbers were diminishing at a decent clip, partly price and a lot because of signal theft. Now for a little over $100 annually, about $25 more than purchasing just one pay-per-view fight on ESPN, UFC fans can get a whole year of UFC content. But know this, CBS is not going to have a UFC fight of the week. We'll find out at some point how many fights equals select events. So when the majority of these fights air on Paramount Plus, as opposed to a linear ESPN and ESPN Plus split, are bar owners going to run to their TVs, flip on the Roku, and fire up the Paramount Plus app? I don't think so. It'll be a lot easier just to put on a college basketball or NHL game. This, in a way, reminds me of Major League Soccer heading to Apple, except this is far more important a circuit heading to a streaming world for a much bigger payday, but to a streaming network that is not branded like ESPN and ESPN+. Stay tuned. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and tons to talk about in the sports world, whether it would be about the Milwaukee Brewers, who are the hottest thing in sports right now, or we're talking NFL football preseason, and that's right around the corner. College football as well, right around the corner. Tons of things to talk about. UFC happening last night. So, yeah, baby. And golf, the BMW with Scotty and the boys going on. So, tons to talk about this hour, Mike Wilson. Can't wait to do it, my friend.
No, there is tons to talk about, and maybe we can get into this, but the Big Ten Conference has kind of started considering a expansion of the college football playoff to like 24 to 28 teams, dude. Nothing set in stone or anything like that, but it's just like preliminary to kind of discussions. We could talk about that, but 24 to 28 teams in the college football playoff would be crazy.
Well, you know, it's something that you and I actually talked about a little bit last week. I believe we said something about the college playoff and this and that and the other, and are you happy with it? It's brand new and 12 teams. Could it be up to 16? So I kind of get it, man. I get it. Let's take a break. We'll dive into it on the other side. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Progressive's Teen Driver Discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's Teen Driver Discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Let's go.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means you get a little Mike Wilson, you get a little Andy Dorf, and by the way, you could be part of our program at 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. By the way, Robert, just so you know, no JJ. He's unable to come on today because he has an offensive line meeting this morning. So no JJ. The phone lines are wide open at 1-800-878-7529. If you weren't paying attention in the first hour, no JJ Lippy today. He's busy, man. He's a professional athlete, so I understand it. It is what it is. Mike, you know, you brought up something right before we went to break, okay? About the college playoff potentially expanding. I'm in favor of it expanding, okay? But let me say something here real quick. I'm in favor of it expanding to 16 teams. And that's about as far as I would go, is 16 teams. I think 24 or 28 is way too many. So that's where my head is at. 16 is cool, and I think that would be the perfect number. But 24 or 28, that ultimately seems to me like such a money grab that it almost kind of makes me ill and sick inside, to be honest with you, Mike.
Well, that's interesting that you bring that that the money grab comment up. That's exactly what I was thinking. Look, we all know that college athletics is one big money grab right now. I mean, the conference TV right deals, media rights deals for the SEC and the Big Ten, and you could even say the ACC and the Big 12 and the Power Four are just insane. Like, it's the amount of money that each one of these institutions is getting, especially in the Big Ten and especially in the SEC, are just crazy. And we both know that, you know, the NCAA has liked to have said in the past that, look, it's all about the student athlete. Anybody that says that anymore is like I just want to knock them upside the head with a shovel and be like, you're out of touch. It's not about the student athlete anymore. It's about the almighty dollar and how much we can get for our schools, and the NIL and the transfer portal and all that kind of stuff has just transformed what you and I grew up with when we were rooting for our teams in the Big Ten or the Pac-12, you know, growing up. It's unfortunate that it's become that, but I also understand this is a sign of the times, and not that you have to accept it, but you have to wrap your head around it that this is the way it is in college athletics right now.
Look, when you can be a free agent every single season, I don't know, man.
Yeah,
I think it's a little ridiculous, to be honest with you. And there's no loyalty at all, you know. So there's a lot.
None.
There's a lot of bad going on right now in general in college sports, and a lot of it has to do to me with this lack of loyalty. And you can become a free agent and go to the highest bidder each and every year. I don't know. I don't know if that's the greatest way to go about things. And I think ultimately it's going to do more harm than good. But on the surface right now, kids are saying, well, I'm getting paid, so it doesn't really matter. But I'm just not a huge fan of what's going on in college sports today, Mike. Obviously, I think it should be a stepping stone to the pros instead of another opportunity where you can just go and make money. And I don't know. It something really, really hits me wrong about this. And I know the argument. I know that everybody talks about, well, you know, they're making so much money for the universities and this and that and the other. I get it, okay? I completely get it. But I also understand that it used to be about going to get an education first and then being an athlete. So I just think our priorities have gotten really, really screwed up. I guess that's where my head is at.
No, and look, buddy, I don't blame you at all, because I'm in the same boat with you pretty much with all of this. I think there has to be some regulation with NIL and the transfer portal. I don't like that kids can transfer every single year and go with the highest bidder, like you said. It's disappointing. I think if anything, if I was in control of the transfer portal, I'd be like, you can transfer one time without penalty of sitting out a full year. Now, I may make an exception if the coach that recruited you to got there leaves, then maybe that's something different, but I only think you should be able to transfer one time. I think they got to curb the amount of money that these kids are getting. For example, my beloved Oregon State University, small school trying to rebuild the Pac-12 into something. They have a quarterback that's coming from Duke this year. Now, we don't have huge donors in Corvallis or with Oregon State. But that Oregon State quarterback, he's getting paid close to $2 million to play quarterback in Corvallis. And I'm sitting here going, where are we getting this money? Where is the money coming from to bring this kid in from Duke? He left Duke, a very high academic school, to go to Corvallis. And I'm not saying it's that way in Corvallis, but holy smokes. And if you want in a perfect example of going to the highest bidder, the quarterback from Oregon State, who I think is going to be good, is getting paid a lot of money.
Look, I think you said a couple of things that I really, really liked, okay? But I also think that you're on to something. So when you were talking about the transfer portal and you're talking about allowing kids to transfer maybe one time, I actually think that's a decent idea. You know, I think you should, and to your point about, like, if a coach leaves, I think that would be the way out for a kid. But I almost feel like you should have to give 2 year, like it should be like a 2 year commitment to that university.
Right.
So like, you know, you go somewhere, you're there for 2 years, and then you transfer somewhere, and then you've got your other 2 years of eligibility, and you can go play somewhere else. And I think that makes some sense to me. Like, you got to cap it. You can maybe do this once or twice throughout your college career, whereas kids are doing it each and every single year. I think that could go somewhere, to be honest with you. I think that has legs, and I'm kind of curious why nobody has even suggested something like that. So to me, that one makes a lot of sense, I'll be honest with you.
I mean, look, every time that I sit in a press conference with Arizona State and Kenny Dillingham, and you know how I feel about Coach Dillingham. Like, I think he's fast becoming one of the best young coaches in the country. But he's talked about several times he has to recruit his own players that are on the team when that portal opens up. And he always says it's kind of weird that you're recruiting your own kids.
Yeah, it's pretty bizarre. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654.
800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
All righty, welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us if you like, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, bro, I want to go back into the NFL with you as we have had some games once again this week happen. They started on Friday, if I'm not mistaken. You have the Titans playing the Falcons. Titans do get it done. We can obviously talk a little bit about their young quarterback, Cam Ward. Seahawks, they win. They beat the Chiefs. I'm kind of curious what you think about the Chiefs because they haven't won in the preseason. And I don't put a lot into the preseason, but I do think it's more important for certain teams and others. And I don't know if it's all that important for the Chiefs. However, we do know how they finished the season and how the Super Bowl went for them. So I would kind of think that they want to get some momentum early, but again, it is preseason. So nothing to get too alarmed about right now, but something to watch. The Dolphins beat the Lie Downs. So that's again, Lie Downs. I do think they're the team to beat in our division, but we'll see what happens. Packers beat the Colts, and they did it late in that ball game, getting a touchdown late in the game, basically at the end of the game to win it. Patriots continue to look good. They're impressive. They beat the Vikings 20-12. They're 2-0. So I think it's important for them to play well in the preseason, Mike. I really do. The Browns, they're also playing pretty well. 22-13, they beat the Eagles. I don't know how many guys are playing for the Eagles, so let's not get too crazy about it. But again, certain teams, I think they need these moral victories, and I put the Browns in that category for sure. Texans beat the Panthers. Not too shocked or surprised there. The 49ers beat the Raiders. I think the 49ers are definitely a team to watch. Brandon Ayuk will be out for a little bit, but I think they're looking at like a week 6 return for him. So that they'll get better as the season goes on. A healthy Christian McCaffrey probably. So that seems to be something to kind of watch if you ask me. Ravens beating the Cowboys. The Ravens are a team that we all think are going to be really, really good, have an opportunity to get to the Super Bowl, and they just seem to go about their business. That's what they do. Chargers and Rams, the Battle of L.A., so the Rams get it done. The Giants have been relatively impressive in preseason. Same with the Jets, but they did beat the Jets on Saturday, 31-12. Buccaneers, they beat the Steelers. The Cardinals go down to the Broncos, another team that does look impressive. We do have a Monday nighter this week. It's the Bengals and the Commanders, so we'll see how that goes. But games today, you got the Jaguars and the Saints and the Bills and the Bears. But ultimately, man, it's about getting reps, Mike. You know it as well as I do. Get those reps in right now. Then you start competing, obviously, that first week of September, which it's rolling in here pretty quick, man. We got a couple weeks before football starts, bro. It's coming, bro. I'm absolutely excited as all hell, chomping at the bit for both college and NFL football. And I think we're like 2 weeks away, bro. So buckle up, my friend. Buckle up.
And I'm with you with preseason. It depends on who you're talking about in terms of if it means a lot, if you're seeing something with a particular team. I think with the Titans, with Cam Ward, I think Cam's going to have a good rookie year. I have a lot of belief in that guy. I kind of wish he was playing for the Dolphins a little bit, but you know, we didn't, my original team didn't suck as bad as I thought they might last year to get that top pick. But I like Cam Ward. I will say this, Dylan Gabriel, the ex-Oklahoma Oregon Duck quarterback, that's one of, I don't know, what is it, like 6,000 quarterbacks they have there in Cleveland, played yesterday, and Dylan looked good. Like, he had a good game. He did throw a pick, but he was efficient. He got himself out of trouble at times. So I think, you know, just one of those stories is just what is Cleveland going to do with that quarterback room? How many quarterbacks are they going to take? During the game, the announcers are like, yeah, I think one of the announcers is like, yeah, I don't think keeping four quarterbacks is all that bad of an idea. I'm like, four quarterbacks? Like, holy smokes. That just seems like a bad idea to me. Patriots? Keep your eye on the Patriots. I think you and I have talked about the Patriots a few times. They have Mike Vrabel as their new head coach. They got, you know, young coordinators up there. They got young guys up there. Drake May being the quarterback. People expect things out of him. Diggs is up there now. So there's a lot of stories out there. And I'll tell you what, Jackson Dart, the rookie quarterback for the Giants out of Ole Miss, he had a good game yesterday. He had an efficient game yesterday. He scored some touchdowns. He looked good. But once again, and you know this, Andy, you got to keep it in perspective. A lot of these young quarterbacks are not necessarily going up against the ones on the other team's defense. And so there's that part of it. I think Bo Nix is going to have a breakout year. I as much as this kind of tastes like vinegar coming out of my mouth, the Duck quarterback last year, I just kept telling people, keep your eye on Bo Nix. He has the perfect coach in Denver for him. And he showed late in the season that, you know, him being picked, I can't remember what he was picked, like 15 or 16 or something like that, that they got great value in him being picked there. And I think he's going to have a breakout year for the Broncos.
Look, I think you're on to a few different things here. And let's start with Cleveland, where you were talking about four quarterbacks and this and that and the other. Look, man, at the end of the day, we've said this many, many a time before. If you've got four quarterbacks, you don't have one, okay? So right. I think they're going to play musical quarterbacks, to be honest with you, man. I think everybody's going to get a shot. You know, they're going to start with Joe Flacco. We know this, okay? But at the end of the day, with Joe Flacco, you're so limited. And they're going to have a bad record. And then all of a sudden they're going to start experimenting and trying things, right? Like, we know this. I can already tell you the movie and how it's going to go there in Cleveland. Okay, like this isn't rocket science. Okay, so everybody that doesn't think that Shedeur Sanders is going to get a shot, you're wrong. He's going to get a shot at some point. You know, Gabriel. But for those that don't think he's going to get it, you're wrong. He's going to get a shot at some point because, first and foremost, there's no way in hell Joe Flacco is going to make it through the whole season. Okay? So the only reason that you need four quarterbacks there in Cleveland, Mike, is because you're worried about somebody getting hurt, okay? Like, I'm not even kidding. And if that's the way you're thinking about things, that's insane. Most teams, if you have three quarterbacks, like that's about it, man. Most teams have two, and then you know what? They got a reserve wide receiver or cornerback that they can go to if they really, really need it, right? Like, so this is so out of pocket, and it's so Cleveland. And you know, the other day I'm watching the four letter network, and I hear one of these jokers on there say something along the lines of like, well, the Cleveland Browns are a model organization. What in the hell are y'all smoking? Okay, they don't know what in the hell they're doing. They have no clue what the hell they're doing. Okay, but the only thing I can think of as to why you need four quarterbacks is because you're worried about the other three guys getting hurt. Okay, so that's what's going on there in Cleveland, and all of them are going to get a shot. Okay, you were talking about Jackson Dart. Okay, and I'll tell you what, you want to talk about another guy that's going to get a shot, Mike? He's going to get a shot. You know why? Because there's no way in hell that Russ is going to stay healthy either. And if it goes bad for Russ, they're going to want to get him the hell out of there. They're going to be screaming for him to get the hell out of New York, okay? So there's going to be a lot of guys that are going to get to see the field, in my humble opinion. And it may be sooner than later, Mike.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you. It's going to be sooner than later. I will say this, you know, you brought up the four letter network. Listening to them, you would think there's only one story in the NFL and it's the Cowboys. Good hell. Like all they want to talk about is, and I get it. I mean, it is a big story. The whole Micah Parsons, Jerry Jones, who's going to blink first kind of thing with negotiation with the contract. The bottom line is Jerry has to get this done to keep Micah Parsons there in Dallas, because if he lets him go and he actually trades him, which who knows what can happen. I don't think they're going to trade Micah Parsons, but, you know, we didn't think Luka Doncic was going to get traded either. So that kind of throws a monkey wrench in everything. But to say that this is the one story, man, it's crazy, because all they did for like an hour and 20 minutes was talk about the Dallas Cowboys when there's so many other stories going on in the NFL. It just drives me a little batty.
Yeah. I mean, it's a story, all right, but it's not the only story. We got to take a break. We'll come back and we'll continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, dude, I got a question for you. Just a random one. Who are we sleeping on in the NFL right now? Who are we sleeping on? Who's going to be better than we think they are?
Ooh, that's a really good question. Let me see. Who do you think we're sleeping on?
Well, I was just going to say, we can't say the Patriots, okay, because we think they're an up-and-coming team. I think we might be sleeping on the Buccaneers a little bit, my friend. I think, you know, the way that Baker Mayfield has reestablished himself as a formidable quarterback in this league and how he's gotten himself, you know, to kind of reemerge, man. I truly like them. I like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think we're sleeping on them a little bit. I think we potentially could be sleeping on, and again, they're up and coming to a certain degree, but the Denver Broncos, I think they're coming. We know how good that defense is.
Yeah.
We might be sleeping on the Green Bay Packers potentially, bro. We'll have to see. Time will tell. But let's hear it.
Yeah, no. You took my Denver pick, and but I want to say Atlanta. They're gonna turn the reins over to Penix. We know how good Michael Penix Jr. is. He's extremely accurate. He sticks his foot down there in the ground in the pocket. He makes the throws. They have some offensive weapons down there. I think Atlanta's getting slept on a little bit as well.
Yeah, I mean, Atlanta could be good, and that's two teams in the same division Tampa, and then obviously the Carolina Panthers. I think there's a couple teams we're giving too much love to, potentially, and I'm going to say one of those, in my humble opinion, would be – the Chargers, you know, because everybody's so hyped up on this Justin Herbert kid. And, you know, you included. I know you like him. And again, there's a lot to like about him. Like, don't get me wrong. But at the same time, you know. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say. He's got to figure out a way to win in the postseason. So I almost feel like we're giving them too much love. Like, we're too hyped up on them. And in a weird way, are we sleeping on Kansas City to a certain degree, man? Like, we're talking about potentially, like, you know, is this the end of Patrick Mahomes and that dynasty? Are we sleeping on them to a certain degree a little bit? What do you think?
No, I'm right there with you with Kansas City. I mean, look, the last time that we saw Kansas City play, they got trucked. They got ran over by Philly, and they didn't look good. And Mahomes was under pressure that we hadn't seen him under in a long time. But let's not take anything away from Philly. Philly's loaded. Like that's a great team with a great quarterback, coach, weapons, the whole thing. But Kansas City, I still look at Kansas City as winning that division. Anything, you still got Mahomes, you still got Kelce. Oh yes, and you still have Andy Reid, who can scheme up anything and everything against any team, and they have one of the best defensive coordinators in the entire NFL. They have a great defense. I think the only question is, you know, the receivers. They're young. They're kind of, to use a term you used in the last segment, up and coming type of deal. But I do think I'm right there with you that people are kind of discounting Kansas City just a little too much.
I kind of think the Texans come back a little bit this year, too. You know, I talked about that sophomore slump for C.J. Stroud, right? And it seemed right. Like, you know, they kind of had a little bit better beat on him last season. I feel like the third year, you know, the third time might be the charm. Could we see the Houston Texans in the AFC Championship game, in your humble opinion?
Sure, they did it a couple of years. You know, they got there. Wasn't it a couple of years ago? They got to the divisional round, whatever it was. But they have it, and I think people are sleeping on C.J. Stroud to make that, to have a better third year than he did last year. It's kind of funny to me, Andy, just how this. What people think about certain teams and certain players, coaches, organizations, it just fluctuates year to year. And I mean, you know this, the NFL, just like any other league, it's a week to week kind of league. And what do you see? How do they perform? But yeah, no, I totally get that. What about the Raiders? What do you think about the Raiders? You know, they got Ashton Jeanty now as the running back. He did okay in their preseason game. You know, they got one of my favorite coaches there, even though he's on a little bit of an older side, but he's a young 70 years old or whatever he is up there in Vegas. But I just think there are so many stories that can emerge or that will emerge as we get closer to the start of the season and as the season goes on. It's just what makes the NFL the selling point that it is, man. I mean, the football rules this country when it comes to viewership and fans and all that. So
yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, man, I think what we're looking for is a high level of competition. And ultimately, I think that when you look at a lot of the teams this year, there's we say this every year, but it's really, really true this season. There's so many more questions than answers. And to your point, you know, like the Arizona Cardinals have a legitimate shot to win this division. You know, Kyler Murray is a really good quarterback. Like at the end of the day, I'll go back to the year where he got to sit out. And it seemed to me like it paid such dividends for him to learn how to kind of go about things in a much more mature way. And I look at him as, you know, he could be the best quarterback in that division. I know we're talking about Matt Stafford and all that stuff, but at the end of the day, you know, maybe we're sleeping on the Cardinals too, to a certain degree. Like, you know, it's been a few years under Gannon with this system, and the trust and the familiarity is there with Kyler, right? Like, so I don't know, man. I think we could be sleeping on the Cardinals a little bit.
It's just crazy. You're like, we're making arguments for almost every team in the league, you know, in terms of being slept on. They're legitimate questions. They're legitimate arguments that we're making. What do you think about San Francisco? I mean, same division. They don't have Debo Samuel anymore. They've paid, you know, Brock Purdy now is making big money, so big expectations. You have your old defensive coordinator back. You lost some people with free agency because you had to pay Purdy. What do you see happening, or what do you expect out of the 49ers this year?
You know, in a weird way, could it be addition by subtraction there in San Francisco when you think about Brock Purdy and how he's able to hit his weapons? And, you know, I personally think their wide receiver core isn't as bad as people think it is coming into the season. I know that Brandon is out, you know, Ayuk is out for a little bit, but at the end of the day, man, I actually think that their offense is probably better than most people think it is. They've got a solid stable of running backs when you really think about it, bro. They got three or four guys that can really run it. I mean, don't forget about Jeff Wilson. Don't forget about good old Christian McCaffrey who was injured. Wide receiver wise, like, you know, trust me, they're better than people think, you know. Pearsall, Jennings, I think they're going to be a little bit better than people think. So, again, we could be sleeping a little bit on the San Francisco 49ers because they were down a little bit. Like, let's keep it real. No, I think that you know, and to your point, man, I think that's what makes NFL football like better than any other sport, because everybody thinks that their team has a shot. And truth be told, man, every team does have a shot. It really, really comes down to injuries and being hurt at the right or wrong time, and then how you're able to obviously go about, you know, winning and losing when you don't have guys out there. And it's just about getting in the tournament, bro. You know as well as I do. We've seen it so many times. It doesn't matter if it's the NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, whatever, man. It's like that wild card team. They come in hot. They come in with all the momentum, and they're the dangerous team. So I think that's something to really look out for. You know, there's certain teams that I'm hoping that they do well, okay? And one of them is the Jets. Sure. One of them is the Jets. I like Justin Fields. I don't know why I like him, but I do. I like Justin Fields. I think he's been kicked around. He's been pushed around. He's been beaten up, and people don't think his skill set translates in the NFL, this, that, and the other. And what has he done? He's found ways to win. That's a kid that I'm pulling for. So who are you pulling for?
Oh, absolutely.
Who are you pulling for?
You know, look, you can put Justin Fields on that list for me as well. You know, this is going to sound just weird. I'm pulling for Cam Ward, man. I'm pulling for Cam Ward. He's one of the least talked about number one picks that we've seen in a bit. Because everybody was talking Shedeur Sanders this, Shedeur Sanders that, with good reason. I understand it. But Cam Ward has that work ethic. He's in, according to reports, in Tennessee. He gets to the office 5:30 in the morning. He's the last guy to leave. He's not a big talker. He just goes out and he performs. And I don't think people are talking about his work ethic and what he's going to mean to that franchise moving forward enough. I'm pulling for Cam Ward, man. I'm telling you.
I'm pulling for a couple other guys too, man. You know, I'm pulling for Josh Allen, to be honest with you, bro. And I've obviously been pretty critical of him over the years, and I've always kind of like been like, he's a turnover machine, this and that and the other. But he's grown on me as well, man. So I'm pulling for Josh Allen to finally get it done and get to the Super Bowl, man. Let's see it. I'd love to see Buffalo in the Super Bowl. All right, I hear that music. We got to take one final pause for the cause. We'll come back and do what we do. It's called Parting Shot Time. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. With Mike Wilson, you got me, Andy Dorf. And before we do our parting shots, you can always get at us a couple few different ways. On the X thing, for Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother time. It is that time. Parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
My parting shot is going to be short, sweet, and to the point. My shout out goes to every college football fan out there and every NFL fan, man. We are at the precipice of the seasons getting underway. You going to the stadiums, rooting on your teams, getting people over, watching the NFL ticket, whatever, getting your nachos, getting the grill going, just having a good time watching some great football. So my shout out goes to every football fan right now because it's their time of the year.
Not bad, my friend. We're on the same wavelength, but my first one, I've got a couple of them today. First one is going to my Milwaukee Brewers. It is absolutely impressive as all hell what you guys are doing. Absolutely miraculous. 14-game win streak, looking for 15 in about 40 minutes or so in Cincinnati. Going to be tough. They got their ace going. The crew has one of their aces going. Should be a great battle once again. And that's the one thing I've learned from the Milwaukee Brewers this year. Never quit on them because they don't quit. There's 27 outs, man, and they're going to play each and every single one of them. So kudos to them for going out there and just balling out like crazy. So for Mike Wilson, for Robert on the other side of the glass, making it all possible, I would be the DORF man saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody. Have a great day.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.